It's time once again for The Throbbing Hive when we check in with John Moe, our man plugged in around the clock to the world of social media and the internet. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What's up in the hive this week?
World travel and porcupines.
Yeah. Those are two things that go together well.
Don't they? Mm-hmm. So we'll start with the world travel. So Google Earth. Do you guys have Google Earth on your computer?
We've seen the Google Earth.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. I mean, it's been around for a while. And it lets you kind of zoom in and go all over the world and kind of explore.
After all, we wouldn't know about the church that's shaped like a member of the human anatomy
right.
if it weren't for Google Earth.
I wouldn't know that my neighbors have a pool without Google Earth.
There are many, many uses
lots
for Google
of uses.
Earth.
Exactly.
It's endless. Nevertheless.
Because you wouldn't want to look out your window.
Or knock on the door and introduce myself.
Oh,
right.
God's
right.
sakes, we're living in Minnesota after
right.
all. So Google Earth has just introduced this new feature called Tour Builder. And it started out as a thing that was available to members of the military where they could kind of map out where they had been deployed, where they had gone, add notes to what they did when they were there, kind of forming a record of what can be a kind of confusing and crazy time in a person's life.
And their families can check
in. And their families can check in on it, too. And so now this is available to the whole world. This is an available feature now to anybody. And it's a pretty cool thing. So what it allows you to do is post like pinpoints on the map of the Earth and then add in information about what you were there doing, add in video, add in photos, add in sound, whatever you want to do to kind of explain what you were doing there and to form a narrative. So like if you have, my family, my parents immigrated from Norway and they were from two different parts of Norway and then they met in this part of Norway and then they came over to New York and then so you could kind of make an interactive kind of travelogue of what you've been doing. And already some bands, the Electronic Music Act, MNDR, has done this, and they've formed videos that let their fans kind of track them on their tours, where they go, what they played, what they did, and kind of going from place to place. And so it's, Google is all about, it's all about two things.
World domination.
Indexing the world's knowledge and then advertising. Monetizing it. So, so you are sharing this travelogue or this life history or this family history or whatever it is with an enormous corporation who will probably advertise to you based on it. But, it's a pretty cool thing to do.
So that sounds like a fun internet time waster when you are all alone by yourself for a whole weekend. As some
exactly.
Of us
Google Tour Builder. And it's the kind of thing that you might want to do as a favor to your kids so they know where in the world you're from.
That's
when they get
that's
that
fun.
Family tree project
that's
someday.
True.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
All right. Now give us something utterly, completely useless.
Oh, it's so useful, Steve. Is happiness useful to you, Steve?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Of course it is. Teddy Bear the Porcupine. Porcupine is a rescued porcupine down in Texas, and he's taken care of. He's been adopted by the people who run this program called ZooVersity out of Texas. They go around to schools and stuff and teach about animals. And Teddy is the star of these videos that are starting to go more and more viral. I first saw one of these from Janie Winterbauer, who's the singer in our band The Witnesses, on Facebook. She was sharing it.
Queen of the internet meme as well.
Yes. So Teddy Bear, or Teddy, eats stuff, often pumpkins, sometimes corn on the cob, and vocalizes about how he feels about these things. And he is delighted.
I don't know a lot about porcupines, but I didn't know that they made these kind of noises.
Well, apparently they're very common to make these, small sounds as they, to vocalize, but Teddy vocalizes way more than any other porcupine anyone's ever heard.
When he's eating the corn, I think he actually said, "This is my corn."
This is my corn.
Yeah, mine, yeah.
Can we get a clip of that, actually, of Teddy saying, "This is my corn"?
You won't share?
All right, now that's utterly freaky. I'm sorry.
It's freaky.
He
and
seems
adorable.
To be talking. And adorable. That's
also
true.
And so they've posted like on Valentine's Day, they kind of decorate the things he's eating. On New Year's Day, they did one where he appeared to be hungover. And they've got some Christmas things coming up. He ate a lot of pumpkins right around October, November.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it's really, if you liked the Screaming Goats videos that we talked about a while back, Teddy the Talking Porcupine, you really need to get on
board.
That's
what's this in thing. Right now.
Yes.
Okay.
And he can't shoot his quills. Let's just clear that up.
Oh.
A lot of people think that porcupines can fire off their quills like missiles.
Because I watched a lot of cartoons.
Yes. Right. But nice. No, they can only fire off the lasers that are built in their skulls.
All right. Well, we've got that posted up online for you to see the links of Teddy the Porcupine as well at thecurrent.org. John Moe is the host of WITS. Check out information about upcoming shows. There's another one this Thursday. Before we get to that, highlights from last week, John.
Yeah, last week we had Margaret Cho on and Josh Ritter, and it was a really entertaining show. Margaret, thankfully for my public radio purposes, kept things at least PG-13.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, no, okay. she was great. Just one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet, and just drop dead hilarious. And Josh Ritter did a cover of Bruce Springsteen's The River that was just astonishing.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
So this Thursday, another show coming up.
Another show. Jim Gaffigan, stand-up comedian, and the rapper Bus Driver are on. It is desperately sold out, has been for months.
Uh-huh.
But there are still some tickets available for a few of our remaining shows in our fall season. A week from this coming Thursday will be Tim Heidecker of Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, along with Amy Mann and Ted Leo playing together and separately. And then we did add on December 19th, Jason Ritter and Dessa.
I have a secret.
Yes?
We have some tickets to the show this Thursday.
What?
Our final pair of tickets.
Those are hot commodities,
they
Joe
are.
Riley.
So goodness. Let's just give them away. 651-989-4893. We'll take caller 10 for this week on WITS, and it's Jim Gaffigan.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets and Bus Driver.
Yep.
All right, John, as always, appreciate your correspondence from the core of the throbbing hive of social media and the internet. We'll see you later, John.
Thanks, you guys.
It's 89.3 The Current.